America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Recharge, refresh, and communicate wherever your job is. If you're a trainer, something's going on. If you're a scout and you hear something, whatever your job is, communicate with us. But get away. We got a long grind. Let's be fresh when we get back.
There's Bills GM Brandon Bean on his message to the team as the Bills wrap up their off-season program. The next time, as you mentioned, Gino, we will see them. We'll be on the field at St. John Fisher University for training camp 2024. So with his thoughts on day three of mandatory minicamp, joining us from the Bills Digest and Batavia Daily News, we welcome in our buddy Alex Brasky. And Alex, overall, your thoughts on this mandatory minicamp? Certainly different than last year's mandatory minicamp in that there's less external distraction, but a third practice is notable when you consider the history that Sean McDermott has usually let the team go after two practices. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. A jam-packed week in Orchard Park with expecting to get Thursday off, but hey, a little more action never hurt anybody, and we got to see these guys one more time before training camp.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot, though, right? Because every year in the McDermott era, hey, Thursday off, okay, you guys got the work in, kind of tells you there's still a lot of work to be done here, Alex.
Yeah, and Sean McDermott said as much after practice. We got a few moments with him, one or two questions before he went to meetings after practice, and he simply said that there's a lot of new faces around, both on the coaching staff, on the roster, and I think that's what really led to them holding this practice on day three. In past years, it's kind of been a status quo, and I think a lot of the starting positions are figured out for the Bills entering training camp, but a lot of depth roles and a lot of new faces, as McDermott said, on this roster, and a lot still to be worked out down the depth chart.
Alex, talk a little bit about the mini camp for Kaiir Elam. It seems like he's somebody that is redeeming himself with each passing practice.
Yeah, another interception for Elam yesterday. Both of his interceptions during minicamp have come kind of on miscommunications or mishaps from the receiver. Tyrell Shavers fell down, led to a Elam interception a couple of days ago, and then yesterday Elam took advantage of a miscommunication, it appeared, between Josh Allen and Keon Coleman and recorded another pick. But, yeah, we spoke to him after practice today as well, and he just seems a lot more clear at this point of the offseason. His head seemed to be spinning last year and never really was able to settle in and find himself a jersey consistently on game day. A change at positional coach and kind of a new lease on life for Elam entering this offseason and greater opportunity with Tre'Davious White out of the mix now. I think Elam is raring to go, ready to stick his nose in there to compete for playing time, and he's really put together a good offseason.
Yeah, it also helps that, well, Christian Benford was not there, as you mentioned, and he was excused. Alex, tough question here, but I'll kind of paint this for you. Every year at Fisher, we have a player that creates buzz, a player that, you know, maybe they're not a high draft pick, maybe they're not a high-priced person, but I'll give you a few examples. Sometimes we get excited about a player, and they do make the team, but I go back to a few years ago, Eddie Yarborough, a pass rusher who was out of the league a little after. But a couple years ago, it was a rookie, a late-round pick, Christian Benford, and then it was, you know, around the beginning of training camp, like, wait a second. This guy may be, you know, not only making the team, he may be a significant contributor. So my question is, who might that player be this camp that we're not talking about right now?
I spoke about it with my coworker AJ Cebulski on the Right Here, Right Now, Live Buffalo Football Talk podcast before I hopped on with you guys. Really one of the shining stars throughout OTAs and minicamp has been Zach Davidson, the tight end, second year, or I believe entering his third year in the league. But either way, kind of a guy under the radar, behind Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, and Quentin Morris at this point in the pecking order in the tight end room. But he's caught a number of touchdown passes. He brings great energy on the practice field after a couple of his touchdowns this week. After one of them, he was twerking, and then today he threw in the lawnmower celebration. So just great energy from this guy, and he's really added to that energy with some production on the field throughout off-season activities. Now, I'm not sure how clear of a path or reasonable of a path to the roster he has, because I've also been impressed with Quentin Morris throughout his time with the Bills, and also that's extended into this off-season activity period. But Zach Davidson, the 6'7" tight end, has really stood out in his pass-catching ability.
And what about the offense in general? There's a lot of new pieces. The offensive line got a little bit of a shuffle. We've talked plenty about the wide receiver room. Josh Allen is the constant. James Cook is the constant. But we heard reports that practice number one this week was anything but ideal, pretty sloppy on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. They reined things in yesterday. It was a really, really good practice for them on Wednesday. A few deep balls were connected between Josh Allen and K.J. Hamler. And then Brian Thompson caught a ball down the field. I think I'm leaving one out there. But I thought Wednesday was the best practice from the Bills in quite some time, maybe since the first day of OTAs. There was still some miscues. Elam did record that interception, but seeing Allen connect on the deep ball to Hamler, it was really a well-thrown ball down the left sideline. Hamler ran past Rasul Douglas on the play and really turned on the afterburners using that sub 4.3 speed that he exhibited coming out of Penn State before he encountered some injury trouble entering the NFL. So a good sign for Hamler, who's kind of had an up-and-down spring, and obviously a good sign for Josh Allen. And then later, I mentioned Brian Thompson. He was hit with a perfect pass from Shane Bruchel, the third-string quarterback. So really a rebound day for the Bills on Wednesday. But all in all, this offseason period, the defense has been ahead of the offense, I would say.
Yeah, we're talking to Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, Right Here, Right Now podcast, Varsity Media. Anything else I'm missing out here, Alex?
Cinquino's Pizzeria.
Okay, Cinquino's Pizzeria.
Hey.
Give the Brasky Dowska that.
Of course you work at Cinquino's Pizza. Because he's Italian, you're working for Cinquino. Of course you are, Alex.
Oh, gosh. Alex, the offense being a little behind, and that's not unusual, right? What's different this year is, well, the offensive line, amongst other things. And the offensive line last year, the continuity, I don't know if we're ever going to see that again. The way how the left to the right for the entire season was locked in place. And now you've got some different play. Was there any experimentation, something like trying Van Pan Granger at guard or anything on the offensive line here at minicamp that might have caught your eye?
We did see a bit of shifting, and I'm sure we will see even more shifting throughout training camp. But I think they're set with what they talked about this offseason, moving Connor McGovern to center, filling in David Edwards at left guard. And I think backing that up is what we heard from Connor McGovern after Wednesday's practice. I think there was a lot of talk about Cedric Van Pran Granger after he was drafted in the fifth round and what he put on display at Georgia, winning that Jacobs blocking trophy in the SEC, one of the country's most, or if not the most elite conference in college football. So obviously he has the track record of success, and it makes you feel like he can come right in and contribute. But I think they're comfortable moving Connor McGovern to center. And like I said, hearing from him on Wednesday saying that it was his natural position coming out of college. He was kind of drafted to be a center, ended up moving to guard, and now getting a chance to play what he termed his natural position. He says it's his show now. Had some time last year helping Mitch Morse, with some of the offensive line calls. But like he said, this year it's totally his show. And it really seems like he's ready to take the bull by the horns, at least hearing him speak. Now, we're going to have to wait until these guys get their pads on in training camp. That's really when you start to look at the defensive offensive line. It's tough to tell when they're running around there and in helmets and just trying to get hands in each other's chest. But I think right now the team's comfortable with McGovern at center, Edwards at left guard, and maybe Van Pran Granger as kind of a swing player on the interior, as you kind of alluded to there.
Alex, when Matt Milano was injured last year, the severity of that leg injury was something that we could feel immediately, but there was a lot of mystery around just exactly what the injury was. We obviously didn't see him for the rest of last year, and I think a lot of people thought, myself included, that we'd be lucky if we saw him at the start of training camp this year. It feels like Matt Milano's on track to start at training camp this year without limitations. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, it certainly does feel that way, but as I did say a couple of times this week to a couple of different people, and I believe this is shared a shared thought amongst the media. We spent the last 2 years waiting for Tre'Davious White to come back in week one, and then Von Miller last year, and that never kind of materialized. So you want to pump the brakes on those expectations, but at the same time, I think you're along the right line there. The way that he's looked during limited participation, it doesn't appear that he's effects from that injury, and it does appear as if he's right on track, as Sean McDermott has maintained throughout this offseason, that they're setting training camp kind of as the expectation to get him back out there, participating in team drills and really testing that broken leg that he sustained. But there's still some mystery surrounding that injury and the extent of it and the nature of that injury, and just talking with some people, there is some chance that there could be a unique nature surrounding this injury, and that's maybe what led to an extended rehab process for Milano. And at this time, it doesn't appear as if it will extend into training camp, but with the way the last two seasons have gone, albeit with different injuries to Tre'Davious White and Von Miller, you certainly want to pump the brakes on any week one expectations for an injured player coming back, just based on how the Bills have treated things the last 2 years.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you do get it back, a healthy Milano, and I was just kind of scrolling around today, and somebody we have on the show every camp, because there's a camp tour, is Jim Miller. He does the Sirius XM show, Alex. And he ranked the best linebacker groups in the league, and number one is Washington. And quite frankly, I don't know much about Washington. San Francisco, third. Detroit, fourth. New Orleans, fifth. Second was Buffalo. Is it Terrell Bernard? Is it the depth? You don't hear people talking about the linebackers as much, but does that actually surprise you, number one? Part two of the question, can this actually be the strength of that defense, that especially those two linebackers, Milano and Terrell Bernard?
Yeah, being close to it over the past couple of years, it doesn't surprise me in that respect, because watching Terrell Bernard progress last year was really incredible. From training camp, it didn't seem like he really had any kind of a leg up in that competition to become the team's starting linebacker. It really seemed like it was a product of Tyrell Dotson doing stuff to lose the job more so than Bernard to win the job. He obviously sustained the injury during the preseason, which held him out. So just watching him progress throughout the season and watching what he was capable of, even without Milano beside him in his first year in a starting role, I think the sky's the limit for this guy. He has all pro written all over him in his future. So it doesn't surprise me in that respect, knowing what Milano can bring back as well. But it does surprise me that somebody perhaps on the national scene is giving the Bills that level of respect, because you really haven't seen that from a lot of outlets since the end of last season. Everybody talking about Matt Milano and what his return to the Bills defense could mean, but not as many people talking about Terrell Bernard and what he meant to this defense last year in Milano's absence. And really what it comes down to with these two players is health. If they can get out there week one and remain healthy throughout the season and build that chemistry that we've heard Bernard talk about this offseason, says that Milano and he have worked vigorously this offseason developing that communication, that chemistry, and making sure the two are kind of playing on a string, seeing the same thing out there. If they were able to put a full season together, which was taken from them last year with Milano's injury, not only is the sky the limit for Bernard, it's really the sky is the limit for this duo and this linebacker tandem.
Alex, staying with the defense, and I know that Sean McDermott is going to tell you or give you an answer until maybe middle of training camp. What about Bobby Babich? What about the impact that you've seen from him in practice as the new defensive coordinator? And do you get the sense that McDermott is indeed going to groom this guy to be the defensive play caller once the season gets underway?
Yeah, I think the biggest change with the two new coordinators this year is you hear them. You hear Joe Brady, you hear Bobby Babich, and I think you've heard that from a lot of players about Babich, the energy that he brings, and same thing with Brady, but just the vocal aspect of their coaching style is apparent, practice in and practice out, just congratulating guys, holding players accountable when needed, holding the entire unit accountable when some sloppy sequences have cropped up. First, we heard Joe Brady kind of get into the offense a few days ago, and then today, after a successful stretch from the depth players on the Bills' offense in the red zone, we heard Babich kind of get into the defense a little bit and just kind of give them a little bit of a boost. So I think that's the biggest change with those two, is just the vocal aspect, like I said, of their coaching philosophy. But no matter who you talk to, it's just glowing praise for Bobby Babich. Today it was Dwayne Carter commenting on Babich's impact on him early in his career and how really his teammates have helped him as well. It's kind of been a collective effort in Carter's mind. Whenever Babich comes over to correct him, he says a couple of other guys are right behind him adding some knowledge. So I think this entire unit is going to grow together this year. A few new faces in the depth positions, as I said earlier, and with Babich and in his new role, it has yet to be seen if he's going to call the plays, but he certainly has command of this defense during practices, and I'm excited to see how high this unit can fly this year.
Alex, normally special teams not a big, big component of our conversations, but we've never really had in our time here a rule change like this in the NFL with the kickoff rule. How are the Bills preparing for this? Did they practice this at all this week, or is it under kind of behind a curtain? Because I imagine every team is going to have their philosophy, but the team that cracks the code on this is going to have a big leg up on the league. So what's your opinion on where the Bills are at right now in terms of the new kickoff?
Yeah, they have practiced it a bit during the off season. I don't think they're really going to show us anything while the media is out there at this point in terms of, and I'm not so sure that they've kind of developed exactly how they want it to look in terms of their system. So maybe not at this point. We won't see any of the inner workings of what they plan to do, but it's certainly going to be a change, and they're certainly taking it into account with some of the moves that they've made this offseason and the way that they go about practices, giving plenty of guys opportunities in the return game, also filtering in and out at other positions on special teams. That's one of the biggest transitions that the Bills are going to encounter this year. A lot has been said about the wide receiver room, the defensive line, the secondary, but you look at special teams, you're losing a Saran Neal. You don't have Tyler Medicavich at this point. And a bunch of other guys from last year's team who contributed on special teams, Trent Sherfield, Deontay Hardy, have departed as well. So a lot of faces to replace in special teams. And with the added element of the new kickoff, I think it's kind of a wait-and-see approach for the Bills right now, wait and see who kind of wins those jobs and kind of wait until they fully develop what they want that kickoff to look like. But, yeah, I think it's going to bring an exciting element to each game. It kind of turned into a nothing play over the past several years, just watching kickers kick it directly out of the end zone and having all the stipulations on where you have to land the ball, and if you catch it at a certain point, you have to return it, and where the ball goes if you don't follow those rules. It's going to be interesting to watch, and I've been listening to some people talk about it. I haven't really dove into it myself, but a lot of people are excited about what the new kickoff is going to look like.
Alex, it'll be here before we know it. Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University. Is this the year that we're getting together with Alex Brasky, Gino, and we're doing a sports bar outing? We're going to get Alex a couple of pops. We're going to get Alex a plate. We're going to.
I think so. Like Alex,
I mean, we know he likes his Rochester. We know he's come to Rochester. You know, comes to Rochester frequently. Is this the year, Alex?
This is absolutely the year. And you mentioned plates. I haven't had a good garbage plate in probably about 6 months. So I think that is going to be the play for us. I have my favorite spot picked out. I don't want to give away free promo here, but maybe you could take me to your guys. Maybe an under the radar spot or some place that I haven't been to maybe expand my horizons in the garbage plate
Very
game.
Good. We'll compare notes off air.
And, I think Danger and I know where we're going to take it.
Yeah, we'll compare notes off air, Alex, and let's mark it down. Let's make a date of it because it'll be here before we know it. Before we get to Bill's training camp, we know that you and AJ are doing great work. You got the new pod with Right Here, Right Now. Tell us about that. Tell us about what you're working on at Bill's Digest and, of course, the Batavia Daily News as well. You're doing some great work covering the team.
Hey, thanks. We had three pods this week. It was our most in a week. We previously had two when we first started just to kind of get it off the ground. We transitioned to one during OTAs, and now we'll transition back to one until training camp starts up. But yeah, really, really dove in this week, providing the people with plenty of updates on mini camp. This is kind of one of the most exciting times of year for me, just based on the fact that a lot of people are relying on the information that the media discovers at these mini camp practices, and to have people kind of waiting with bated breath to discover those updates during what a lot of people term as kind of a nothing period of the off season. It provides you a good test leading into training camp and gives you kind of a good run through here before we dive into the nitty gritty of the season. But yeah, check out the Right Here, Right Now Buffalo Football Talk podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, also the dailynewsonline.com. My takeaways articles from each day go up there as well. And then Bill's Digest coming out before training camp, our pre-training camp issue, contributions from myself and a few others. I'll be posting a promo on Twitter at Alex Brasky Suit.
Alex, thanks for your time. Enjoy your summer. And look, if we talk Bills football with you between now and training camp, well, either the Bills have made a big move, which I don't expect, or something has gone wrong here.
Right, and it's no mystery why you didn't bring up baseball during this conversation, right?
No, we're trying to stay focused. We want to stay focused.
Right. I knew we would do that.
No, see, Gene, I got your back on this one. Alex, we brought you in here to talk about the Bills, not to be dominant about, you know, talk about how dominant the Yankees have been and rub Gene's nose in it. We know you're... Are the Yankees down
they
again?
They blew it. They lost. It. Alex, while we were on the air, the Yankees lose
Gene,
in the bottom
Gene,
of the ninth.
Tread lightly, Gene.
Clay Holmes blowing the game.
Tread lightly, Gene.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there, Gene. I just had to bring it up because it wouldn't be a call for me if I didn't kind of put the toe in the water in respect with Gene. But
I feel bad for my buddy over here, Alex. I mean, I started the show today asking about that new Mets prospect that threw out the first pitch at Citi Field last night.
Grimace.
Grimace from McDonald's. So it's been a rough afternoon for our guy. We don't need to rub his nose at it anymore, buddy. The Yankees are dominant. They're playing unbelievably, even though they lost today. It's got to be a fun ride. Well, by the time we get to camp, we'll be talking more about that too, I'm sure.
All right. Fair enough. Thoughts and prayers, Gene.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, joining us in the sports bar. Love our conversations. Good little recap there on mandatory minicamp this week. Three practices, which is of note because traditionally McDermott lets them go after two. But they needed to get the work in. They got a lot of new faces, and I think that's telling. I think it's telling that they needed a third practice.
That was a little misfitting of me to get excited about the Yankees losing in the bottom of the ninth.
Tread lightly. Don't get excited. Just be able to report the facts. Oh, my God. They lost.
They lost.
They had a lead, and they blew it. They came from behind, had a lead, and they blew it. I mean, don't talk about the fact that they were dominant earlier in this series. Like, almost boring. But the excitement in this afternoon's game at the Kauffman Stadium.
Chances, odds that we'll get as a guest for the Buffalo Bills during training camp, tight end Zach Davidson. 2-1.
I want to believe we're past that. I mean, we'll get the guys that have a story. If Zach Davidson is on with us, you know who I'd be nervous to be? Dawson Knox. That's who I'd be nervous to be.
Nah, Quentin Morris.
Yeah, I think Quentin Morris has a lot of value to this team. I mean,
Dawson Knox is safe as a kitten. He's Josh's friend.
He's buddies.
His play hasn't declined. You're looking at the number there, but we've already had the bloodletting here.
Yeah, I want to believe we're past that. The fourth string tight end is a guest, but maybe he has an interesting story to tell.
We'll have the wrestler.
I mean, Gable Stevenson feels like a lock. Yeah. That feels like a lock. Yeah, we have to. That'll be one day knocked out of the books. Gable Stevenson will be the interview that allows Bill's PR to tell us, yeah, that's our guy today. Sorry we couldn't get you, Josh. We're spoiled. We are.
We had Josh last
year. We're spoiled. Yeah. We are. If we get him again this year, that would be fantastic. But we are spoiled. It's a lot of fun being there. It's a lot of fun talking to the players and the coaches and the media members and Brandon Bean. And you know, hopefully you guys enjoy it as much as we do, because it's such a great experience being behind the curtain there and seeing how this team comes together before the season gets underway.
Yeah, I love the fact that event comes to Rochester, and we should be getting info on the dates here soon. Normally that's the way it works. I would predict actually that's tomorrow. Here's what's next, everybody.
We have happy hour next the sports bar. And we'll get to a round of shots coming up as well. Last call at 866-4326. Lots to get to today. We have a series in the NBA Finals. It looks like it's going to come to a conclusion tomorrow night. We have a Game 3 in the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Edmonton. And we've got plenty to get to from Buffalo Bills Practice 3 mandatory minicamp. That's all coming up here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.